平安
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们在开始以前先读一下腓利门书好吗
Before we start, let us read the book of Philemon.
翻到之后我们一同来读好了哈
Let us read it together.
为基督耶稣被囚的保罗同兄弟提摩太写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门和妹子亚腓雅并与我们同当兵的亚基布以及在你家的教会愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们我祷告的时候提到你常为你感谢我的神因听说你的爱心并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的兄弟啊我为你的爱心大有快乐大有安慰因为众圣徒的心因你得了畅快我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合宜的事然而像我这有年纪的保罗现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的宁可凭着爱心求你就是我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你他从前与你没有益处但如今与你我都有益处我现在打发他亲自回你那里去他是我心上的人我本来有意将他留下在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我但不知道你的意思我就不愿意这样行叫你的善行不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心他暂时离开你或者是叫你永远得着他不再是奴仆乃是高过奴仆是亲爱的弟兄我在我实在是如此何况在你呢这也不拘是按肉体说是按主说你若以我为同伴就收纳他如同收纳我一样他若亏负你或欠你什么都归在我的账上我必偿还这是我保罗亲笔写的我并不用对你说连你自己也是亏欠于我兄弟啊望你使我在主里因你得快乐并望你使我的心在基督里得畅快我写信给你深信你必顺服知道你所要行的必过于我所说的此外你还要给我预备住处因为我盼望借着你们祷告并蒙恩到你们那里去为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴弗问你安与我同工的马可亚里达古迪马路加也都问你安愿我们主耶稣基督的恩藏在你的心里阿们我们再有点祷告
Let us have another word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们相信你把圣经留给我们。
We believe that you have left us the scripture.
每一处的圣经，你都有特殊的话要向我们说。
Everywhere in the scripture, you have special words that you want to speak to us.
许多的时候，我们不能发觉。
Many times we cannot understand it.
许多的时候我们没有注意。
Many times we do not pay attention.
但是你常常在适当的时机来向我们显明。
But you often reveal to us at the appropriate time.
向我们启示。
To help us to understand.
唯有你知道我们的光景。
Only you understand know our state.
唯有你知道我们的需要。
Only you know our needs.
也唯有你知道用什么样的方法来帮助我们。
And only you know how to help us.
我们无依无靠地来到你的面前。
Lord, we helplessly come before you.
我们相信刚才我们所读的那段圣经。
We believe that the verses that we've just read.
你在当中有一些的话或有一些的功课要告诉我们。
There are words or perhaps there are lessons that you want to speak to us.
我们求你从宝座将你的话倾倒下来。
We ask that you pour down your words from your throne.
无论讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
Whether it's the one who's speaking or the one who's translating or all of those who are listening, we wait for your words.
我们是无用的仆人。
We are such useless servants.
我们需要你的启示。
We need your revelation.
我们需要你的供应。
We need your supplication.
我们需要你圣灵在我们心中，在我们全人身上做人所不能做的工作。
We need the Holy Spirit to do the work on us that men cannot do.
我们无依无靠地把下面的时间交托在你的手中。
Lord, we helplessly hand you this following time.
求你在讲的、翻译的和听的每一位身上做工。
We ask that you do work on the speaker, the translator, and all those who are listening.
愿你丰满的同在，使得我们能够知道你的心意。
May your abundant presence help us to understand your will.
谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
We thank you for this opportunity.
求你在这个机会中得着我们。
We ask that you may be gotten us through this opportunity.
也堵住我们的破口，不叫我们遇见试探。
And you may also stop our gaps and help us not to encounter temptations.
救我们脱离凶恶。
To save us from the evil one.
愿荣耀归给你自己。
May the glory be unto yourself.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们想到人生的经历的时候，
When we think about experiences throughout life,
我不晓得弟兄姊妹会不会有一种感觉，好像我们这个人哈是很软弱的。
I don't know if you would feel that men are so weak.
有时候我们很不想做一些不合适的事情。
Many times we do not want to do the inappropriate things.
但是呢，好像某一些情况、某些环境呢。就使得我们不得已，我们就做了些事情。
But the circumstances, the environment forces us to do it.
尤其在还没有信主以前呢，是特别多。
And it happens more often before we believe in the Lord.
但不是说信主以后呢，就完全没有。
However, it is not to say that it doesn't happen anymore after you believe in the Lord.
当我们跟主的关系如果不是很好的话呢，我们也很容易做一些对自己没有益处、对别人也不好的事情。
When our relationship with the Lord is not well, then we do things that is not beneficial for others or for us.
有时候在做以前呢，还在那犹豫。
And sometimes before we do it, we would hesitate.
但是做了之后呢，心里就满脸后悔。
But after we do it, our hearts are full of regret.
那有些的事情呢，不太严重，可能我们就不太影响。
Some things are not very serious, so it doesn't have much of an effect.
但有些的事情呢，在神面前或者在属灵上有它的重要性。
But other things before the Lord and spiritually, it has its importance.
因为有这个重要性呢，所以如果我们真的做出那个在神面前不好的事情。
Because it is important, if we do things that are not well before the Lord.
在我们心中哈，如果这个事情没有处理过。
In our heart, if this is not taken care of,
每一次有一个特别的机会遇到这个事情的时候，
every special opportunity you have when you encounter this,
我们的心里有一种说不出来的过不去。
In our heart, we have this special awkward feeling that we cannot get past.
如果我们在主面前是一个常常亲近主的人，
If we are people who are often drawn close to the Lord,
圣灵呢，还可能有机会呢，向我们直接的启示。
Then the Holy Spirit may have opportunities to directly reveal to us.
如果我们这个人跟主的关系呢，就是断断续续，而且是比较疏远。
If our relationship with the Lord is sporadic and it is far away,
可能我们呢，就不知道为什么。
Then perhaps we do not understand why.
不但不知道为什么，而且因为有一些东西哈藏在我们心里啊，会叫我们心里会觉得难过。
And not only do we not understand why, there's things that are hidden in our heart that would make us sad.
而且好像它是藏在我们心中的一个炸弹一样。
And it is as if it's a hidden explosive in our heart.
这个碰到那个事情碰到我们如果碰到那个情况的时候，我们这个人很容易就爆炸。 很容易就发怒，很容易就失常。
Whenever we encounter this, we can easily lose our temper and lose control and explode.
我们嘴巴可以讲说我不在乎这个，不在乎那个。
Our mouth can say that we do not care about this and we do not care about that.
就是我们可以告诉别人说我是什么都不在乎。
We can tell others that we don't care for anything.
但是，实际上在我们里面有个东西是叫我们会在乎的。
But in reality, there is something in our heart that would cause us to care.
所以我们在主面前哈，实在需要主帮助我们。
Therefore, we truly need the Lord to help us when we come before Him.
让我们在主面前做一个灵里面、心里面清醒的人。
So that before the Lord, we are someone who is spiritually and in our heart who are light of the burden.
让我们很容易就来到主的面前。
So that we can easily come before the Lord.
你知道，如果我们的心里不清醒，灵里不清醒。
If our heart and our spirit are not free of the burden.
其实对我们来讲是很严重的事情。
It is a very serious matter for us.
但有的时候，因为我们太习惯于那个有重担的现象。
But sometimes we're so used to carrying these heavy burdens.
我们不太尝到那种灵里很清醒、很释放的那个恩典。
We do not taste how it feels to be free of the burden in our heart and in our spirit.
所以我们有时候就不太看重这样的恩典，主给我们这样的释放，这样的恩典。
And therefore, we do not value such liberation that the Lord gives us.
但是不管是你要更多的认识主，
but whether you want to know the Lord more,
或者是你要更多的来侍奉主。
Or if you want to serve the Lord more,
或者你要跟你周遭的人有更好、更深的那种、更有心里面互动的那种交通。
Or if you want to have a deeper interaction with the people around you,
或者是你愿意承担这个主的托付，能够为主的旨意做见证。
Or if you want to carry what the Lord has committed to you to be able to testify for the Lord.
都很重要，就是你这个人的心里面的灵里面需要是一个很清醒的人。
Then it is very important for your heart and your spirit to be free of burden.
所以就是里面非常的自由。
And that is to say inside you are very free.
你可以很自由的来到神面前。
You can freely go before the Lord.
你可以很自由的、很自在的跟神、跟主来面对每一个你所要面对的人事物。
You can freely go before the Lord and face the people, the things, and the situations in your life together with the Lord.
所以呢，他给我们一个机会呢，不，他给我们一个情况，就是我们可以呢，可以处在各种情况的、各种艰难的环境，但是你里面是自由的。
Therefore, he has given us the ability to be able to face all kinds of difficult circumstances, yet still be free on the inside.
所以失去的这个灵里面的清醒和自由呢，是很大的损失。
Therefore, it is a great loss to be without the lightness of the burden inside.
它其中一个重大的损失就是你一直会被这个地拖住，会被你自己压住。
And one of the great losses is that you will be grabbed onto by this earth.
你没有那个好像那个向上的能力，因为圣灵要提升你，主要提升你的，升不上去。
And you do not have the ability to be lifted up when the Lord wants to lift you up.
那我们刚才读的这个腓利门书，
The book of Philemon, which we just read.
这里呢，讲了一个很美的故事。
It talks about a very beautiful story here.
这不是虚构的。这是一个发生过的事实。
This is not fabricated. It's something that has actually happened.
在这里面呢，有几个主要的人物。
There are a couple key people in this book.
但是给我们看到，它主要发生事情的是，主要在两个人身上。
But it there are many people in here, but there are two important people in this book.
一个是腓利门，是做主人的；另外一个是阿尼西姆，是做奴隶的。
And one of them is Philemon, and he is the master. And the other one is Onesimus, who is the slave.
那但是呢，保罗在写这封信给腓利门的时候，他不是只写到腓，不是只有给腓利门看而已。
However, when Paul wrote this letter, it was not just written for Philemon.
他写的是给腓利门，但是腓利门的妹妹亚非亚，还有在 还有就是一同当兵的亚基布，甚至在他家聚会的那个教会，他都请他们能够知道这件事情。
The book was not only written for Philemon, but for him and for his sister Apphia, and also for the church that was at Philemon's house.
所以这里给我们好像提醒一件事情。
So here it reminds us of one thing.
有许多的事情呢，它的性质可能只是个人个人之间的。
Many things, the nature is between people, person to person.
但是呢，它实际的影响不是只有这两个个人之间的彼此的关系而已。
However, the impact is not just between these two people.
我们可能就常常觉得说，哎呀，这个事情就是我自己的事情。
Many times we would feel this is my own business.
谁也管不着。
It doesn't concern anyone else.
啊，那我们呢就很忽略它。
And therefore we ignore them.
但是你看主的话，给我们看到他。所影响的不是只有那两个个人之间。
However, when you read the Lord's words, you see that it doesn't only impact those two people.
个人之间有很直接的影响。
Personally, there are very direct impacts.
那个个人的家庭也很受影响。
And it impacts the families.
不但家庭很受影响，个人接触到的他的周遭的人也很受影响。
And not only is the family impacted, but the people who are around him are also impacted.
甚至到一个地步，教会都受影响。
To a point that it affects the church.
所以我们很多事情你不能只想说啊，这只是我个人的事情，不会影响到教会，不会影响到弟兄姊妹。
And many times we think, oh, this is just my own business. It doesn't impact the church, and it doesn't affect the brothers and sisters.
从我们有限的感觉，从我们有限的看见，有限的看法，我们是这样想，没有错。
With our limited perception and our limited ideas, that is what we see.
但是就这整个事实，它的冲击呢，它就不是这么单纯。
But in fact, the impact of the whole event is not that simple.
所以尤其是我们是一个蒙恩得救的人。
Especially when we are people who are saved by grace.
在我们身上发生的事情就是在基督身体上发生的事情。
The things that happen to us are things that happen to the body of Christ.
虽然那个事情是个别的性质。
Even though these are personal events.
但是呢，它的影响绝对不是只在那个单独的个体上。
However, the impact is not just limited to the individual.
那就要看你是在基督身体的里面，你是哪一个肢体。
And then you have to see which part do you play in the body of Christ.
有时候些什么觉得有些事情好像是很暗中、很隐藏的，它影响不大。
Some things are very hidden, and it seems as if it won't have much impact.
当然，暗中隐藏是从我们的肉眼看得见的角度来看。
But these things are hidden only from our flesh eyes.
但是从神的角度来看，一切都是赤露敞开的。
But from God's perspective, all things are open and clear.
在我们觉得它是暗中的，是隐藏的，在神面前呢，仍然是公开的事情。
In our view, these things are hidden, but for God, these things are all open.
那这里呢，发生的这个事情就是这个阿尼西姆呢，他原来是腓利门的奴隶。
So what happened here is Onesimus used to be a slave of Philemon.
结果呢，他呢，这个腓利门哈，从腓利门书这个保罗写给他的书信看了，这个腓利门是个蛮好的主人。
But from what Paul has written, we see that Philemon was a good master.
就这个主人呢，他在神面前有爱心又有信心。
This master, he had faith and he had love before the Lord.
而且跟他接触的人呢。他心里会得到欢喜，会得到帮助。
And those who encounter him would have joy and can receive help.
所以说，这我们不晓得腓利门信主前怎么样，但是他至少信主以后呢，他是一个在主面前光景是蛮好的一个人。
We do not know how Philemon is before he believed in the Lord, but we know that he was in a good state after he believed in the Lord.
而且家里还打开让教会在他家里面聚会，可见他家是够大，而且呢。他呢，环境上也是很方便。
And then we see Philemon, he opened up his house so that the church can gather at his house. So we see that obviously he had enough space and that it was a good environment.
而且那个 根据有些弟兄们的查考，就是腓利门呢，他可能就是哥罗西教会的其中的一个负责弟兄。
And then according to some brother's study, it shows that Philemon may be one of the elders at the church of Colossae.
所以从某些角度来讲话，这是一个很好的一个主人。
From some perspective, this is a very good master.
但是呢，不晓得发生了什么事情，结果他的那个奴隶呢，阿米西姆呢，就离开了那边，离开他那里，而且是偷偷的离开的，不是跟他已经这个取得了很好的这个沟通和协调。
But for whatever reason, Onesimus ran away from Philemon, and he ran away. They did not agree that he was going to leave. They did not have a good fellowship.
所以离开的时候呢，阿尼西姆得救没得救呢？我们好像没得救啊，没得救，因为他是呢到了罗马的时候，那个保他遇见了保罗，他才真正得救。
Onesimus, it appears that he was not saved when he ran away, but when he arrived in Rome, and he was saved by Paul.
所以他怎么遇见保罗的并没有写啊？是他去主动找保罗呢，还是不晓得什么一个特殊情况遇见了保罗？
We do not know how he encountered Paul. We don't know whether he went to look for him or if there were some special circumstances.
但是他遇见保罗之后呢，有一个重大的改变，就是他原来不信主的，现在信了主。
But after he met Paul, there was a great change, which is he used to not believe in the Lord, but now he does.
而且信了主之后哈，在哥罗西书里面给我们提到这个阿尼西姆哈是什么样情况呢
？And after he believed, how did the Book of Colossians describe him?
阿尼西姆。信了主之后，变成是个蛮有信心、蛮有爱心的人。
Onesimus, after he believed in the Lord, became a person who was filled with faith and love.
而且不但是蛮有信心、蛮有爱心的，因为他呢，常常因为保罗这他保罗他被囚就被关起来，所以呢，阿尼西姆就想办法去服侍他。
And we know that because at that time Paul was imprisoned, Onesimus would find ways to serve Paul.
而且这个阿尼西姆去服侍保罗，给保罗真的觉得很大的帮助。
And when Onesimus was serving Paul, Paul felt he was greatly helped.
啊，而且阿尼西姆呢，向着神的心意呢，他还很有心。
And Onesimus had a great heart towards God.
那在这种情况底下，我们想阿尼西姆还需要回到腓利门那里去吗
？So under these circumstances, do we think Onesimus still need to return to Philemon?
他已经信主了。
He already believes in the Lord.
他向主也有信心。
And towards God he has faith.
他也有爱心。
And he has love.
他向主的心意，他也有心也有心愿。
And he has a heart for God's will.
而且他在保罗身边呢，给保罗很大很大的帮助。
And next to Paul, he provided him with a great amount of help.
那这样他不是已经很尽功用了吗
？And then is he not being so useful already?
这样他是不是已经好像可以做一个我们讲的一个好弟兄了？
And then can he, in our words, be a good brother?
但是保罗他当他写完以弗所书、腓利比书、哥罗西书、腓利门书的时候
，However, after Paul was done writing the book of Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians and Philemon,
他要求阿尼西姆要跟着这个腓利门书呢，回到腓利门的身边去。
Then he requested that Onesimus take the letter for Philemon and return to him.
虽然阿尼西姆他这个得救之后有很多好的表现
，Even though Onesimus had done well after he was saved,
那个属灵的生命也在那里增长
，and his spiritual life was growing.
但是呢，这个他过去跟他主人之间出的那个问题。
This issue that happened between he and his master before.
在保罗的角度来看，这个问题非解决不可。
From Paul's perspective, you have to resolve this issue.
在阿尼西姆身上，他起头可能不太注意这事。
For Onesimus, perhaps at the beginning, he didn't pay too much attention to it.
但是你要知道，虽然他蒙恩得救了，但是如果只要提到腓利门呢，他一定心里非常的有说不出来的难过。
Even though he was saved, every time you would mention Philemon, Onesimus would have this unspeakable upsetness in him.
不止如此，那就是腓利门。
And not only that, even for Philemon.
如果在腓利门那里，你跟他提阿尼西姆呢，他那摇头，不行。
And if you mention Onesimus to Philemon, he would just shake his head.
啊，他一定觉得这个阿尼西姆呢，有个很特殊方面对不起他。
He must have felt that in some aspects Onesimus had owed him.
所以虽然都分别得救。
Even though they separately were saved.
而且呢，也都爱主。
And they both loved the Lord.
但是呢。只要一彼此一提起来的时候呢，可能心里呢就有一种说不出来的障碍在里头。
But if you mention one to the other, there's this unspeakable obstacle that is within both of them.
不只是腓利门会有障碍。
Not only would Philemon have this obstacle.
腓利门的妹妹啊，在他的家里教会啊，那些弟兄姊妹啊，对阿尼西姆呢，都有一个特殊的看法。
Not only Philemon, but his sister Athea, the people who were gathering at his house, all of these people would have a special view or opinion of Onesimus.
你说这些看法重要不重要呢?
If you ask, are these opinions important?
当然从我们得救人角度来讲的话，我们当然不太在乎别人怎么看我们。
Then perhaps, when, for those of us who are saved, we don't care much as to how others look upon us.
但是如果跟主生命的交通有关系
However, if it is related to the fellowship of the Lord's life,
跟教会的见证有关系
If it is related to the testimony of the church,
跟基督身体的这个丰满有关系
If it is related to the abundance of the body of Christ,
跟在外邦人面前的见证有关系
It is related to the testimony we have before the Gentiles,
这些事情就变成很重要了。
Then these things become very important.
这些事情就变成我们是需要在主面前去处理的。
Then these things become things that we must take care of before the Lord.
而且在这一个阿尼西姆他得救以前
And before Onesimus was saved,
他得救以前是一个奴隶。
Before he was saved, he was a slave.
我在那思想这件事情的时候，我想这个阿尼西姆可能是蛮有才华能力的。
When I think about this, I often think perhaps Onesimus is a very talented person.
因为你如果觉得自己哈一点都不怎么样
，If you think nothing of yourself,
你就很容易浮在你所处的环境里面。
Then it is very you often would just settle into your circumstances.
如果你觉得，哎呀，你这个是大材小用啊。
But if you feel as if your talent is not being used properly,
如果你觉得这不是我阿尼西姆该待的地方，该站的地方
，If you think that this is not the place where I, Onesimus, ought to be,
他甚至会觉得说，我觉得我的主人也没什么了不起。
And then maybe he thought my master is not so great.
啊，我比他某方面来说是比他聪明一点。
And perhaps in some respects, I'm even smarter than him.
比他能干一点。
I'm more capable than he is.
所以呢，他就觉得，我实在不能继续当奴隶。
Then perhaps he thought I can no longer be his slave.
所以呢，总要想一个办法，赶快跑掉。
And then I would think of a way to run away.
但是，感谢主，我们看到阿尼西姆他蒙恩得救了。
But thank the Lord, we see that Onesimus was saved.
他得救之后呢，保罗呢，在他生命到一个阶段的时候，就要求他回到腓利门面前。
And then Paul, after Onesimus' life had grown to a certain point, Paul requested that he return to Philemon.
他有一个功课，就是他曾经怎样对不起腓利门的。
He has a lesson, which is Before, however, he owed Philemon.
啊，有人说可能他是不是偷了东西啊，跑掉了。
Some people say perhaps he has stolen something when he ran away.
或者不晓得什么东西，他什么事情，反正他就是总就跑掉就对了。
But regardless of what it is, he ran away.
那呢，他这一方面的这一方面的这个事情呢，需要回到腓利门面前，当面的跟腓利门能够解决，能够处理。
And these issues, he must personally return before Philemon and take care of these things.
这个处理呢，使得他这个错误呢，这些的问题呢，以后不再在他身上 有任何的搅扰。
He must handle these issues so that they no longer bother him in the future.
还有另外一方面的问题，是从阿尼西姆角度来讲，恐怕他是很不情、很不愿意的。
And then maybe there is another thing that, from Onesimus's perspective, he was very unwilling.
你知道我们家以前在修房子的时候啊。
You know, before when we were trying to, when we were fixing up our house,
其中有一个帮我们做工的人
，there was one worker.
他就问一个问题。
He asked a question.
他说：“我可不可以因为信了耶稣哈，我就不用做这些工了
？”He said, "If I believe in Lord Jesus, then can I no longer do all this work?"
因为什么？因为他觉得好像奴隶一样。
Because he felt like a slave.
因为他每天做那个工就是拿那个薪水，但是呢，他到底要做几个小时是他老板来决定他的。
Every day he will do this much work and receive this much salary, but how many hours he needs to work is determined by his boss.
而且呢，那时候我们在那里监工的时候哈，你发现很矛盾的事情发生。
And then when we were supervising them, we found something that was very contradictory.
这工人哈觉得说这样做比较好。就这样做比较结实，这样做比较美观，这样做比较，就是说做的整个工作会做得比较好。
The worker would feel that if you do it this way, then it's more sturdy and it's prettier and it's better.
这个老板一来，给他就把他臭骂一顿，你怎么可以，就是说浪费时间呢？你知道？
And his boss would come later and would yell at him and say, "How can you waste so much time?"
就是老板根本就不想要叫他做得好。
Because the boss doesn't want him to do a good job.
所以他自己很矛盾，他到底要做好还是不要做好？
So he was very contradicted. Should he do a good job or should he not do a good job?
做不好，那个付钱的人不愿意付钱。
If you don't do a good job, then the person who's paying the money doesn't want to pay.
做好呢，这个他现在这个工人的老板呢，要修理他。
If he does do a good job, then his boss is going to rebuke him later.
所以在他心里是很苦的一件事情。
So in his heart, it was very bitter.
那我们就传福音给他。
And then we tried to preach the gospel to him.
他觉得不错。
And then he felt this is pretty good.
但他想一个问题。
But then he was thinking of one thing.
我可不可以因为我现在接受了耶稣之后呢，我突然之间呢，我就完全不用做这些事情了。
And he thought, if I receive Lord Jesus Christ, can I all of a sudden just not do any of this work anymore?
我想，这个是许多处在压力、许多处在一种矛盾的状况的人都有同样的想法。
I think many people who are under stress and under pressure would have similar thoughts.
但是呢，保罗在哥罗西书呢告诉我们一段话。
But Paul in Colossians tells us.
在第三章二十二节开始。
In chapter 3, starting with verse 22,
他说你们做仆人的，仆人就是奴隶哈，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实，敬畏主。
It says, slaves, in all things obey those who are your masters on earth.Not with external service as those who merely please men, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord.
无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Whatever you do, do your work heartily, for the Lord rather than for the men.
因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, it is the Lord Christ whom you serve.
那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。
For he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality.
另外，保罗在哥林多前书第七章也提到一段。
And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul said,
在二十节，七章的二十节到二十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 20 through 24.
个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，要人要守住这身份。
Each man must remain in that condition in which he was called.
是做奴仆，这是奴隶的意思，奴仆蒙召的吗？不要因此忧虑，若能以自由，就求自由更好。
Were you called while a slave, do not worry about it, but if you are able also to become free, rather do that.
因为做奴隶，做奴仆蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的人，做自由之人蒙召的，就是基督的奴仆。
For he who was called in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's free man. Likewise, he who was called while free is Christ's slave.
你们是重价买来的，不要做人的奴仆。
You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men.
弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份？人要在神面前守住这身份。
Brethren, each one is to remain with God in that condition in which he was called.
所以主的话很清楚告诉我们说，不会因为信主呢，就突然就变成奴隶，不是奴隶了。
So the Lord's words are very clear. It tells us that if you believe in the Lord, it's not that all of a sudden you were a slave and now you're no longer a slave.
所以保罗他叫阿尼西姆回去。
So Paul asked Onesimus to return.
就是他在什么地方，那个地方。算是他失败了。
That is where he had fallen.
但是他要从那个地方再重新站起来。
And that is where he should stand again.
这是他该回去做的那件事情。
And that is something that he needs to do.
所以他那个时候他本来是他是腓利门的一个奴隶。
So before he was a slave Philemon.
虽然他跑到这个罗马去，一切表现得很好。
Even though he ran away to Rome and had done good things,
也蒙恩得救了。
And he was saved by grace.
但是呢，有一个功课他还没有学完。
But there's a lesson he needs to complete.
就是他需要学会怎样顺服他肉身的主人。
And that is how to be obedient to his master on earth.
这个问题看起来不是对我们来讲，我们并不觉得这个问题很严重。
When we look at it, we may not think it's very serious.
但是你可以发现，从圣经里面给我们看到。
But from the scripture, you can tell.
这个问题呢，常常是我们属灵上的一个重要的关卡。
This is often an obstacle in our spiritual growth.
就是你能不能够接受神原来把你摆在的那个位置。
And that is, can you accept the position where God has originally placed you?
然后你在那个位置里面呢，能够照着主的心意做你该做的事情。
And then, can you do according to God's will in that position?
而且呢，你等候主，主要使人升高，主要使人降卑。你看见主是的确他是亲自来主宰这件事情。
And then you are willing to wait before the Lord because he lifts up people and he takes people down.
圣经中最明显的例子就是约瑟他被卖为奴隶。
The most obvious example in the scripture is Joseph when he was sold as a slave.
那虽然他被卖为奴隶，但是呢，他有耶和华与他同在。
So even though he was sold as a slave, Lord Jehovah was with him.
而且呢，耶和华使他凡事顺利。
And the Lord provided him so that he was able to do everything well.
耶和华不但使他凡事顺利，耶和华也使那个他原来的主人呢看见。在他身上有神的同在。
And not only did Lord help him to do everything well, the Lord helped his master to see that he is someone who had the presence of God.
耶和华也使他的主人看见这个家或者这个主人他所掌管的事情蒙福是因着这个人的缘故。
And the Lord Jehovah also helped his master to see that the reason why his household was able to prosper, it is also because of Joseph.
所以他可以取得他的主人呢完全的信任。
Therefore, Joseph was able to obtain his master's complete trust.
而且他主人呢把所有的事情通通交到他手上去。
And then his master handed everything over to Joseph.
所以他原来在波提乏家里面呢，他是一个奴隶，是个奴隶，但是他变成好像一个奴隶头一样。
So even though he was like a slave, he was like the head of all slaves.
那但是他因为受陷害呢，又被关到牢里面去。
And then, but because he was Because others lied about him, he was jailed.
结果呢，他在那里又是耶和华与他同在。
And then in the jail, the Lord Jehovah was again with him.
不但与他同在呢，而且呢，那个管监狱的人呢，把监狱里面所有囚犯都交给他来管。
And then the warden at the prison allowed him to watch over all the prisoners.
所以我们看见约瑟有一个很明显的特性。
So we see that Joseph had a very special character.
他呢，可以因为他专心的亲近神，他接受神允许临到他的那个环境。
Because he was close to the Lord, he was willing to accept whatever circumstances the Lord gave to him.
所以那个环境对他来讲呢，不是咒诅，反而是祝福。
Therefore, those circumstances were not curses for him, but blessings.
本来那个环境对他来讲是个打击，但是呢，他反而怎么，神却在那个环境里面使他从最卑微的被升到最高。
These circumstances were can be disastrous for him, but the Lord helped him to rise from the lowest position to the highest.
所以在约瑟里面呢，他最重要是他跟神呢有一个活的关系。
So for Joseph, the most important thing was that he had this living relationship with God.
如果我们跟神失去那个活的关系，
if we lose this living relationship with God,
你就是在一个最自由、最方便的环境里面，你也是像地狱一样。
Even if you were in the most free and the easiest circumstances, it would be as if you're in hell.
所以这个如果我们是在如果我们是有跟神有活的关系呢，即使在一个非常限制非常的压力的环境里面，你仍然是能够与主同坐在天上。
Then you would still be able to sit together with the Lord in heaven, even if you were under the most oppressed circumstances.
所以这个保罗呢，把阿尼西姆叫回去。
So Paul asked Onesimus to go back.
先解决他跟这个主人之间原来的那个阶级的关系。
So to first take care of to handle the relationship he had with Philemon.
所以这里没有一个方式，没有一个意思，就是说好像。因为他蒙恩得救了，所以呢，阿尼西姆呢就逃之夭夭没有关系。
There's no such thing that after Onesimus was saved that he can just run away from all of this.
反而是因为他蒙恩得救了，他有能力回去呢，再从那个地位上再重新开始。
But on opposite, he was able to because he was saved, he was able to go back. And start from that position again.
如果我们从人的角度来看，我们觉得这个，我们从阿尼西姆的单纯从他的人角度，我们觉得这个很沮丧。
If we purely look at it from Onesimus's perspective in flesh, then we would feel that this is a very down situation.
我们觉得很没希望，对不对
？We think it's very hopeless.
信主有什么好处啊
？Then what's the benefit of believing in the Lord?
感谢主，事实上不是只有这一面。
But thank the Lord, this is not the only aspect.
保罗写信给腓利门。
Paul wrote the letter to Philemon.
他呢，给腓利门强调，你现在是我得着的，不只是一个奴隶。
He emphasized to Philemon that whom you have received today is not just a slave.
你现在得着的是一个弟兄。
You have received a brother.
就是说，你要不要哈，解除他这个奴隶的身份呢？这是你可以决定的事情。
You can decide whether or not you want to free him from his status of a slave.
保罗他不做直接的这一个建议。
Paul does not directly suggest anything.
但是不管怎么样，即使是他奴隶的身份没有改变。
However, even if his status as a slave does not change.
他虽然是奴隶，但他也是我们的弟兄。
Then he is a slave, but he is also our brother.
所以腓利门在对待他的时候。就不是只有主人跟奴隶的关系。
Therefore, when Philemon interacts with him, it is not just the relationship of a master and a slave.
而多了一个高超的关系，属天的关系，就是弟兄的关系。
And then there's this surpassing relationship, this heavenly relationship, which is a brother.
保罗为什么要这样提啊
？Why does Paul say this?
保罗他起先他讲他在。祷告的时候，他为的是腓利门来感谢神。
At the beginning, Paul said when he was in his prayers, he thanked the Lord for Philemon.
他说呢， 这个腓利门呢是个有爱心的人，也是个有信心的人。
And he said, Philemon is a person of love and of faith.
这个圣徒呢是个很不错的圣徒。
This is a good saint.
但是呢，他希望他的信心呢能够显出有功效，就是能够有那个信心的那个影响力出来。
But he said that he hoped that Philemon's faith may become effective.
那中文的翻译说，使人知道你们各样的善事都是为着基督做的，在第六节。
And in the Chinese it says so that through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you for Christ's sake.
但是呢，如果我们看原文的资料呢，就发现这个意思比这个要丰富很多。
But if you look at the original text, then you will see that the meaning is much more rich than this.
也就是说，你的信心如果有功效的话。
And that is to say, if your faith has effective, it is effective.
你在看事情，如果你看为好的话呢，你要有一个什么？你能够进到神那丰满的那种认识知识里面去。
And then when you see something is good, then you should be able to enter into the abundance and the richness of God's knowledge.
这个丰满认识会产生什么样的情况呢？
This abundant knowledge, what would it cause?
这个丰满的认识呢，会产生你不但是为基督做的，而且你是把人带回归向基督。
And then this rich knowledge would result in that not only do you do it for Christ's sake, but you would be able to bring others into Christ.
是伏在基督底下。
It is to be able to prostrate before Christ.
而且呢，好像在基督里可以长大。
And it is as if you can grow in Christ.
这个事情重要不重要呢？
Is this important?
因为我们刚好这个星期五哈，读那个启示录第二章的时候。
Friday's Bible study, we were reading Revelation chapter 2.
弟兄姊妹很关心就是起初的爱心。
And then brothers and sisters very much cared about the love at the beginning.
所以我相信在好几次里面呢，不同的机会里面，弟兄姊妹都交通到起初的爱心。
So I feel many times brothers and sisters have fellowship about the first love.
当然起初的爱心是，就是我们蒙恩得救的时候，神借着圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们里面，我们尝到神爱的滋味，我们也向着神有一份爱。
And this first love was when we first believed in Christ, that the Lord poured down His love upon us, and that we can taste His love.
但是呢，我们如果看圣经这一个讲到这个爱的时候呢，就不停留在就是说只是那个时点而已。
But when we see that when the Scripture talks about the love, it doesn't just stop at that point.
因为那是一个起点。
Because that is the beginning point.
但是我们如果顺着那个起点继续往前走，
If we follow that point and continues forward,
那个还是在同一条线上，
It's still on the same line.
还是在神面前同样支取到从天上从主那里来的圣灵浇灌下来的那个爱。
You continue to draw from the provision that God has supplied, the love that God has supplied with.
这个爱呢，要使我们里面的人刚强。
And this love would strengthen us from inside.
这个爱呢，要使我们呢，能够在教会里面跟众圣徒在一起的时候呢，能够待得住。
That this love, when we interact with all the saints in church, it helps us to stay.
一个很现实的情况，如果教会里面没有神的爱的话，圣徒彼此相交是很困难的。
A very practical matter is that if a church is without God's love, then the interaction between the saints will be very difficult.
不管是在一起聚会啊，读圣经啊，祷告啊。
Whether it's to gather together or to read the Bible together or to pray together.
或者生活上的在一起的互动啊。
Or the interaction in our daily lives.
如果后面没有，如果这个背景不是在整个在爱里面呢、啊、
？If the background is not that we are all in the love.
那是非常困难的。
Then it's very hard.
那个只能我们只能在外面的那些的形式上的互动而已。
Then we can only interact on the outside.
那个对我们帮助就很小。
And then it would be of little help to us.
但是呢，在神的爱里面。
But in God's love.
弟兄姊妹的缺点呢，都可以成为我们彼此建造的过一个怎么讲说，就是看起来是缺点。但是那个缺点呢，可以成为互相建造的东西。
Then brothers and sisters' shortcomings can become ways we can edify each other.
而且呢， 在彼此建造当中呢，能够看见神的爱呢，在我们身上，在众圣徒身上是越来越大，越来越大。
And then through this edification, we can see the love of Christ grows bigger and bigger on us.
甚至我们可以感受到神的爱也是无限的。
And then we can feel that the love of God is unlimited.
神的爱是无限的，不能只是在一个观念上。
God's love is unlimited, it's not just a concept.
神的爱是无限的，在与圣徒相聚在一起，生活在一起的时候，就要我们去尝它，去经历它。
That God's love is unlimited is something that when we interact with the saints, it's something for us to taste, for us to experience.
所以众圣徒可以在一起，能够一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So that when all the saints interact together, we can understand what is the length and the depth and the width of God's love.
所以在这个爱里面呢，这个弟兄姊妹之间呢，能够彼此能够互相的忍耐，可以宽容。
So that when brothers and sisters interact together, they can forgive each other and be merciful towards each other.
在爱里面呢，弟兄姊妹也能够坦诚的、很真实的啊，很真诚的在一起。
And then in love, brothers and sisters can also live in sincerity.
如果我们没有爱哈
，If we do not have love,
你只要说一两句诚实话。
You just have to speak one or two true things.
你发现呢，你所回想的哈，那都是那个无情的攻击啊。
And then you will find that what the response you receive back are merciless attacks.
如果弟兄姊妹当中失去的可以很真诚的在一起的这样的一个实际的话
，If brothers and sisters lose this reality of the sincere interaction,
那是非常可怜的。
Then it is a pity.
啊，但是呢，如果真的有爱
，However, if there is really love,
那个真实的话、真诚的话说出来的时候。
Then when truth comes out,
刚好我需要那样的话。
Then that is exactly what I needed.
这个话对我听起来，我听起来是不好听。
Even though these things, when I listen to it, it doesn't sound good.
但是正好我需要这样的话。
But that is exactly what I need.
所以弟兄姊妹们在爱里面说那个真实的话来的时候。
So when brothers and sisters speak truth in love,
对我呢是一个归正，对我是一个造就。
Then it is a correction. It is a discipline for me.
所以这个爱呢，是叫我们呢，能够对其他的肢体呢，有建造的这个实际。
Then this love is to help us so that with other brothers and sisters, we have this reality of edification.
所以每一个弟兄姊妹呢，都成为建造其他弟兄姊妹的一个管道。
So every brother and sister become a channel to edify others.
如果我们每一个都是建造其他弟兄姊妹的管道
，If we all become channels of edification for others，
我们就发生一个问题
，Then we have a problem。
在我们身上发生的事情，对别的弟兄姊妹一定会产生影响。
Then things that happen to us will have an effect on other brothers and sisters。
如果我们都是单独个别存在、互不相干的
，If we are all individuals not connected with each other，
那在我们身上发生的事情呢，对别人也当然不影响。
Then what happens to us has no effect on others.
但因为我们是基督身体里面的一个肢体。
But because we are a part of the body of Christ.
所以呢，只要我这有不正常的现象。
Then if I have any abnormal condition.
在阿尼西姆是什么？是不能顺服在他该顺服的位置上。
And for Onesimus, it is not be able to obey in his position.
他就是必须要站在这可以顺服的这个位置上来为此做见证。
Then he must stand at the position of obedience to testify for the Lord.
他就是要站在这个位置上面，能够成为一个供应的肢体。
Then he has to stand in that position to become a part of the body that can supply to others.
那他如果可以在神面前来的，就是回归到正常的位置上面，来再尽这个功用。
If he can return to that normal position to provide for others.
这个身体呢就得到了供应。
And then this body will be provided for.
但是呢，这个腓利门呢
？But this Philemon.
腓利门呢，对阿尼西姆呢，他现在的接纳要扩大。
Then Philemon, his acceptance for Onesimus must be broadened.
原来的阿尼西姆在他的心目中只不过是一个奴隶。
Before Onesimus was just a slave for him.
就是一个奴隶。
He's just a slave.
叫他往东就不能往西。
If you tell him to go to the east, then he cannot go to the west.
叫他做这个事情，他就不能做那个事情。
If he tells him to do this, then he cannot do that.
但是呢，现在呢，保罗叫他回来的时候呢，他成了一个新的身份。
But when Paul asked him to return, he had a new status.
这个新的身份呢，是他是我们的弟兄。
And that new status is that he is our brother.
他是腓利门的弟兄。
He is Philemon's brother.
他也是在哥罗西教会里面的一个弟兄。
And he is a brother in the church of Colossus.
所以呢，腓利门呢，他要被提升到什么？他那个接纳的度量要扩大。
So Philemon must be lifted up so that his acceptance can be broadened.
哎，这个不容易，你知道吗？
You know, that is not easy.
如果你觉得哪一个人 是那样的情况，是那样的身份地位。
If you think that is how that person is, that is that person's position and status.
尤其是怎么样说，假设在一起跪下来祷告，对不对？
Especially if you're kneeling down to pray together.
这个腓利门跟阿尼西姆跪下来一起祷告。
If Philemon and Onesimus kneel down together to pray,
结果阿尼西姆祷告的比腓利门更能够摸到神的心意。
And Onesimus can pray, his prayers touches God's heart more than Philemon's.
这腓利门能不能说，不行，你不能做这个祷告
？Can Philemon say no? You cannot pray like that.
不行啊，他不能做这个事情。
No, he cannot do that.
因为什么？现在是在主里的弟兄啊。
Because now he is a brother in the Lord.
现在跪下来祷告的时候，他不是你的奴隶啊。
So now when you kneel down to pray with him, he's not your slave.
现在跪下来祷告的时候，他是你的弟兄啊，他是基督身体的一个肢体啊。
So now when you kneel down to pray, he's your brother. He is a part of the body of Christ.
所以呢，他必须怎么样？他必须能够照着主耶稣基督所接纳的来接纳他。
So he must accept him as Lord Jesus Christ had accepted him.
主耶稣基督怎么样看阿尼西姆
？How Lord Jesus looked at Onesimus?
腓利门需要扩大他的视野，他的心胸，他的度量。
Philemon must broaden his horizon. He must broaden his heart.
他也能够照样的来接纳阿尼西姆。
And then he has to accept Onesimus that way as well.
所以呢，不但是腓利门，就是腓利门的妹妹也是要更新。
And not only Philemon, Philemon's sister needs to be refreshed as well.
在哥罗西聚会的哥罗西教会的弟兄姊妹也需要更新。
And the brothers and sisters at the Church of Colossus also need to be renewed.
所以你说这个事情的解决，只是一个单纯的事件解决呢
？So can you say that to resolve this issue is just to resolve a simple thing?
还是神在他心意中教会的建造？一个重要的事情。
Or is it something that is important in God's will to build up the church?
我想我们能够交通的都很有限。
I think what we can fellowship about is very limited.
主借的这样一个经文告诉我们。
Through these verses, the Lord is telling us.
这个事情本来是一个，就是一个常可能常发生的事情。
This is something that can often happen.
因为在奴隶社会里面，这种事情可能发生很多很多的。
Because in a society of slavery, this can happen many, many times.
但因为他们在生命中接受了主。
But because in their lives, they have accepted the Lord.
在如果在不信主的那个就是外邦人当中。
Then maybe among the Gentiles.
跑就跑了。
A slave runs away, he runs away.
不会回来了。
He would not return.
但是呢，这里呢，主借着保罗。我感动保罗呢 要叫阿尼西姆回去呢要做了结以往的事情。
But here, the Holy Spirit touches Paul to ask Onesimus to go back to end the things of the past.
这个了结呢不是只是那个事情的解决。
This ending is not just to resolve an issue.
也这个关系到这个当地的教会或者说整个基督的身体怎么样受建造。
It is also connected to that local church, or you can say it is connected to how the body of Christ can be built up.
我们的话很有限。
Our words are limited.
我盼望圣灵来启示我们。
I hope that the Holy Spirit can reveal.
我们每一个人在蒙恩得救之前，蒙恩得救之后，主都给我们一个新的地位。
Each one of us have a new status between before believing in the Lord and after believing in the Lord.
我们要思考一下。
We must think about.
我们有没有功课需要学习？
Do we have lessons to learn?
我最后做一个个人的见证。
At last, I will do a personal testimony.
有一次呢, 主借着我不在这里，我在台湾的聚会。 那边负责的弟兄呢，安排我参与一个国际性的这个特别聚会的安排。When
I was in Taiwan, one of the elderly, one of the elders in our church, arranged for me to attend an international conference.
我呢被安排做副总管。And
then he arranged it so that I was the second in charge.
那个当时呢有大概两三个副总管，然后一个总管。
And then there were two or three people who were second in charge, and there was one person who was in charge of everything.
那我们的总管弟兄呢，他非常的忙碌，因为他的事业做得很远很大。The
brother who was in charge of everything, he is very busy because his business is very it's very prosperous business.
那整个特会的事情呢，就落在我们这些副总管的身上。
So all the things related to the special conference, the retreat had fallen on those of us who were second in charge.
所以从差不多一年前呢，我们就从一开始策划，然后就那时候就是各方面，然后一直很细节的这样进行到快到的时候。
So we started planning a year in advance, and then started to plan all the details leading up to the conference.
整个事情的演变，整个规划什么，我们都是一步按一步这样来的。
Everything we did it step by step.
可以说呢，我们哈是已经像专家一样了。And
you can say that we were like experts.
那个这个总管呢还没进入状况。And
then this brother who was in charge, he didn't even understand what was going on.
因为每一次需要在一起讨论交通的时候，他通通不在。
Because every time we need to have fellowship and have a meeting, he was never there.
他最后呢，哎，快到的时候，他突然就出来，他说他要，就是他要决定很多事情。And
then at the end, he all of a sudden showed up and said he wants to make decisions.
当时我不明白，也不懂这些事情。At
that time, I didn't understand and I didn't know about these things.
我不觉得哈，因为在我的旧照里面哈是没有阶级观念的。
Because in my old self, I did not have a hierarchical sense.
所以在我的旧照里面，我不会把人看得就看得看高就对了。So
in my old self, I would not look up to others.
所以呢，即使你做总管呢，你不行，我还是觉得你不行。If
you even if you are in charge of everything, if I don't think you're capable, then I don't think you're capable.
那现在不止如此，现在整个东西我们都太清楚了。
But then it wasn't only that. We knew those things too well.
有一次我们就一起去看场地，一起在做最后的决定的时候。
And then one time when we were visiting the site and we were making the final decisions.
那不是我们第一次去看。And
it wasn't the first time we were visiting the site.
我们已经先前去好几次了。We
had previously gone many times.
所以我们都已经有个策划在里头。So
we all had a plan in our mind.
结果他一来呢，就彻底推翻你所有的策划。
And then he showed up and completely overturned everything we planned.
哎呀，那时候心里哈，马上这个老我就出来了。And
then all of a sudden, the old self would come out.
因为我们已经花了这么长的时间在做这些东西。Because
we have spent so much time doing this.
这明显我们说，这个决定，你这个决定是比我们的这个原来规划要差很多的。Because
in my mind, your decision now is far less superior than our planning before.
所以呢，我就当场跟他对立起来。So
I would argue with him right there on the spot.
哇，他吓到了。And
then he would be scared.
因为呢，他觉得我平常是比较柔和一点的人。Because
he thought that I was a very gentle person.
就没有想到那个时候呢，他发现呢，哇，我比他还凶。
And then at that time, all of a sudden, he felt that I was even more, it was meaner than him.
但是从事情的角度，我是对的。But
if you think about the event objectively, then I was correct.
但是那个事情发生了之后，你知道吗？ 主怎么告诉我？
But you know what the Lord told me when that happened?
主说漏掉了，生命漏掉了。The
Lord told me that lives were lost.
没有错。 这个事情的角度你是对的，
That's right. From the perspective of this event, you're correct.
但是呢，我把它安排，他总管，你副总管。
But I have arranged it so that he's in charge and you're second in charge.
也就是说，我呢有一个功课呢，我需要跟总管呢有一个和睦的一个相处。
And then that means that I have a lesson, which is I need to harmoniously interact with the person who's in charge.
可能呢，总管的意思跟我的意思差别很大的时候呢，那我可能需要放弃我的想法。
So when there's great distance between what he was thinking and what I was thinking, then maybe I need to give up what I was thinking.
这里没有真理的问题哈，这只是一个事件处理的事。
There is no issue of truth here. It's just how you handle the thing.
结果你知道啊？那个时候就在特会正要开始前，没有多久的时间。
You know, this was very. It was just a brief time period before the conference was going to begin.
我心里很清楚的感觉哈，我花了将近一年的时间所付出的劳力，所付出的心力。
I very clearly knew that all the effort and time that I've spent over the past year.
就因为这样子，我跟他这样子对立起来。
And because I was arguing with him there,
白费了。
That it was all wasted.
统统白费了。
It was all wasted.
所以我那一次特会参加了，我里面哈变得很不满足。
So when I attended that conference, I was very unsatisfied inside.
不是那个特会不好，是什么？是我出状况了。
It wasn't that the conference was not good, but it was that something happened to me.
神很幽默。
God is very humorous.
过两年，因为我们是两年半一次。
It because after 2 years, because this is a.
过两年呢，本来是应该在别的地方的，他们又没有办法办，又到我们那里来。
So this event happens every 2 years, and it cannot happen somewhere else. It returned to our place.
神很幽默，怎么样说呢？同样，他又当总管，我又当副总管。
And then the Lord was very humorous, and again he was the brother who was in charge, and I was second in charge.
这一次我乖了，你知道吗？
And then this time I learned well.
我还是尽心尽力的去服侍。
I would still do my duty and diligently serve.
当有冲突的时候。
But when there is a difference.
我只能带到主面前，主，你自己来看。如果我们的想法比较好，你让他也能够看得见。
Then I would bring it before the Lord to say, Lord, we bring this before you, and if our idea is better, then help him to see it.
非常感谢主的。
I very much thank the Lord.
特会哈开始差不多，因为特会大概六天哈，七天六天这样子。那个第三天左右的时候哈，圣灵跟我说话。
Just about 6 days leading up to the conference, about 3 days leading up to the conference, the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
说你这个功课过关了。
He said, you learned your lesson, you passed.
但是呢，这个功课花3到4年来学。
But this lesson I spent 3 to 4 years to learn.
所以有些事情哈，你不要觉得它没有什么影响。
So a lot of things don't think that it doesn't have any impact.
如果好好亲近主，有些事情呢，主就会启示我们。
Many things, if you draw close to the Lord will reveal to you.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们把所交通的话再交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit our words of fellowship into your hands.
求主用宝血遮盖。
May your precious blood cover.
合乎你心意的，求主你再进一步启示我们。
Whatever is according to your will, Lord, we pray that you will reveal to us even more.
够不上你心意的，求主把你的心意向我们打开。
Whatever is not according to your will, Lord, we pray that you will open your will to us.
求主使我们在你面前能够得到你所喜悦那实实在在真实的建造。
Lord, we pray that before you we can receive the true and real edification.
谢谢主给我们在你面前这样的机会。
We thank the Lord that you give us this opportunity before you.
愿主得到荣耀。
May the Lord receive the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.